LGBT Resource Center for the Seven Rivers Region is one of the few places in the tri-state area that provides a safe meeting space for support groups and also educates the greater community. The La Crosse-based center can no longer pay its executive director, meaning it will have to cut hours and rely heavily on volunteers. Seven Rivers Region Board President Cindy Killian says they haven't been able to raise enough money.
I mean, we've always struggled because we're LGBT. You know, it's not like people are at our door going, oh, we believe in your issues, let us help you. And it's only been, what, within the last 5 or 6 years that I feel the tide's kind of changing in terms of acceptance.
Killian says the board is rethinking the way they do everything in order to keep the center open. Gary Hollander is the executive director of Diverse and Resilient, an LGBT-focused Milwaukee nonprofit. He says LGBT centers across the state have to rethink their business models.
The process becomes one where a group of people come together, they perceive the need and they express that need, but they don't really contemplate where they're going to go for resources to keep it going, and is it possible to keep it going without full-time staff.
Hollander says LGBT community and resource centers in Eau Claire, Kenosha, and the Fox Valley area have also experienced similar financial issues. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.